I'd rather play Daddy's tune. If I was going to try that, you might find out that I'm actually drawn to try to do these songs and I haven't done one of them just to see if I get through them. You know, okay, it's a little early for this kind of thing, but. So I found this scratchy old 78 acetate demo when I used to play it. So my idea was to put that on the record. And then the producer talked me out of doing that. But I mean, I wrote him this song, and after I got through recording it, on the day I finished the record, I went up to my house and a bunch of people up there. It was sort of like a finishing party. My dad was there, and I sat him down. And I should have just gone right to the song I wrote for him, you know. Because by the time it got to the side two where the song was, he was fast asleep. Which is not like a lot. And I still don't know if you ever heard it.
There are dirty windows to the sky, and the autumn leaves cut loose and fly. Leave me watching and wishing I could follow. I kiss my
you know, much that goes on back there anyway. I'm fine, I sort of keep to myself. But I've been spending the last hour or so talking with friends of mine. One of whom came directly from Cuba to join me on this tour or to hang around for a bit. And I'm going to have him come out a little bit later and sing a song for me. He's a great, great songwriter and a really good friend. So this is a song written from the west coast of the United States, looking back across the United States at the rest of the country, in the direction of the seat of government, and eventually the rising sun.
Out of the signs, out of the flame.
underneath the questions and the age and an absence of light. Then the midnight night, where I wait for the sun, looking through.
Remember when you look into
a surprise. The time has come and gone to come back round again, and I'm still here to take you by surprise, my friend. Show me your eyes, tell me again where you want to go. Now glowing beneath your skin, and when you smile, I'm the richest man I know. Actually, I'm remembering this song. This time I played in Belfast and I got it. Ordinarily I don't read the reviews or anything, but I happened to see this review, and the guy, he didn't like the show well enough, I guess, but he just sort of couldn't understand why I was doing songs that people would call out for. I just, he seemed to think like, you know, to him it was like a little, like I was a jukebox. Well, having said that, I mean, I don't want to keep you from calling out for something.
Ready or not?
Call it alone.
Live for the sky.
Okay, I'm going to do it. Cool. But first, let's just do this one that I thought was Hey, is it loud enough in here? I'm sitting there by the highway, there by the highway this night. Everybody's going somewhere, riding just as fast as they can ride. But I guess I got a lot to do before I can rest. Justified. Pretty God for me, baby. He can let me slide. Cause I've been up and down the side far as my eyes can see. No matter how fast I run, I can never seem to get away. Maybe we can see me out across this wilderness. There's just one thing I was hoping you might guess. Maybe you can free me out of the pride of your own sweet tenderness. Cause I can see it in your eyes. You got those bright baby blues. You're not sure what you got to gain, but you don't like to lose. You watch yourself from the sidelines like your life is a game. You don't mind playing to keep yourself. I don't mean to be cruel, baby, hard to come by. That feeling of peace. Once this friend of mine said, close your eyes and try to give me these. I'm not sure who you think you see. I'm just hoping you still know this me. Oh, now where is the truth?
And I had a lover. Such an energy surprise.
shadows preferred by the mind. The wind that comes up in the night, caressing your face while you sleep. Love will fill your eyes with the sight of a world you can't hope to keep. Dreaming on after that moment's come. The light in your lover's eyes disappears in the light of the dawn. But the morning brings strength to your restless wings, and some other lover sings to the sun's bright corona. I know all about these things in that bygone world. Fly away, Linda Paloma.
No, it's just a little tiny bit early for Skyline.
Lock me on the water!
Sleep start!
Okay, you're calling all for all the really dire songs. Well, I can see what kind of crisis this is. Yeah.
Don't you
want
to be there? Looking into you!
Heaven eventually come down to waiting for us.
friend of mine that has just come from Cuba, and I'll tell you a little bit about him. One, he's a great, great writer. He sings in Spanish, and I thought of having him come join me on this tour, not so much because I ever have anybody come join me, but rather because I really wanted to see him. He's one of those people you meet, he's one of those people that I meet that I become really good friends with instantly. And we met in Cuba, and we were supposed to go to a party, and the party got canceled, so we went to my room with a bottle of rum and a guitar, and after about an hour of singing songs to each other, some other people came in and began translating these songs to me, and they're just jaw-dropping great songs. So, he was about to play in the United States, and I was going to get to go see him. And as a matter of fact, he was not only going to play in my town, but he was going to be in New York when I was in New York. And then the State Department in the United States canceled his visa. And, for really just their misguided policies. It was actually had a lot to do with George Bush, because he panders to the exile community of the Cubans in Miami, and he needed them for the election, and just election type of year politics. Anyway, ever in the spirit of trying to get around U.S. foreign policy, I thought, well, where's the place that I can get together with this friend of mine? Unfortunately, Britain and Ireland, Amsterdam, these are places that people can travel freely to and from. They're not subjected to the Soviet policies of the United States or Cuba. So it's a special treat to be able to introduce this friend of mine to you. Would you please welcome Carlos Varela?
Havana, if only a song could have been enough
to give back to you all the time has taken away. Havana, my Havana, if you might know the pain that I feel as I sing to you, and you don't even understand that it's out of love. Listen to Mother Wolves from a faraway place. Havana guards a treasure that is difficult to forget. And the years go past, and we look on with pain as each wall of illusion comes caving in. Havana, Havana, if a song could have been enough to give back to you all the time had taken away. Havana, my Havana, if only you might know the pain that I feel as I sing to you, and you don't even see that this grief is out of love.
Escucha tu matamoros desde un lejano lugar, La Habana guarda un tesoro que es difícil olvidar. Pasando y miramos con dolor cómo se va derrumbando cada muro de ilusión. Habana, Habana, sin bastar una canción para devolverte todo lo que el viento se llevó. Thank you.
Naked Ride Home.
Okay. All right.
I get up and do it again. I'm in sin.
singing for many years, and I just started singing again this last year because I realized that I could fix it. It's that the last verse of the song was always sort of very objectionable to the person I wrote the song for, and so it took me quite a few years to figure out I could just leave that verse off, and it was a perfectly good song. So this is a song about concerning the birth of my first son. It wasn't such a bad last verse. It was just kind of jokey, and it wasn't really very true. And, you know, like how you'll try to joke your way out of a serious life crisis, you know, for a while. And so he's 31 now. The life crisis is sort of ongoing for me. Someone's gonna have to explain it to me. I'm not sure. When this feels funny in the morning, she's having trouble getting into her jeans. Her waistline seems to be expanding, though she never feels like eating a thing. Well, I guess we'll reach some understanding when we see what the future will bring. I met her in a crowded barroom, one of those typical I was doing my very best for Bogart, but I was having trouble getting into her jeans. I punched an unemployed actor, defending her dignity. He stood up and knocked me through that barroom door, and that girl came home with me. My baby's feeling funny in the morning, she says she's got a lot of I'm ready.
separate and I need to be worthless for neither win. But you gave me the world I was in, a place I could make a stand. I could never see how you died in me when I let go of your hand. Yeah, I was much younger then, and I must have thought that I would know if things were gonna end. And the heavens were born like a weaver on a track,
and knowing it's empty.
Brussels, my man's not a driver, let's go to see the beauty no one made of me, and a big wig or two.
I'm the outskirts.
up on my eyes with Corona, and I went looking for my land. He hangs out down on the Rattle Street behind the Pioneer Chicken Stand. Carmelita, hug it tighter, I believe I'm sinking down. And I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town. Well, I'm sitting here playing solitaire with my pearl handled deck, and the county won't give me no more methadone, and they cut off your welfare check. Carmelita, hold me tighter, I believe I'm sinking down. And I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town. And I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town.
Send for Carlos. Just see if he's, you know. He's probably back there with his feet up. Yeah, he might be out of the honest. Okay, I'm gonna. I have to admit to being very curious what that first one that you called out was. Oh, that one. That was the voiceover. Okay, well, I just wanted to know.
Check this, man.
Was a ruby that she wore on a chain around her neck in the shape of a heart, in the shape of a heart. There was a time I won't forget for the sorrow and regret and the shape of a heart, and the shape of a heart. I guess I never heard what she was talking about. I guess I never heard what she was talking about. People speak of love, don't know what they're thinking of. Wait around for the one if it's just like a glove. Speak in terms of belief and belonging. Try to fit some word to the longing. People speak of love. There was a hole left in the wall from some ancient fight, about the size of a fist, with something thrown at a mist. And every letter rose as well in that house where I last fell. keep it up. You try so hard to keep a life from falling apart. I never know what bridges and faults are concealed in the shape of a heart. In the shape of a heart. In the shape of a heart.
Sorry, I was beginning. Nice piece. just got to drink about half a bottle of rum. Las iglesias hablan de la salvación y la gente reza y pide rosas en silencio como unos peces. Y en la cara de Jesús hay una lágrima rodando, lágrimas negras. Y los padres ya no quieren hablar de la situación. Sobreviven prisioneros y acostumbran a callar como los peces. Y en la cara de sus hijos hay una lágrima rodando, lágrimas de. Aunque tú me has echado en el abandono, aunque ya ha muerto todas mis ilusiones, yo no sé que sepas que el llanto mío tiene lágrimas de ellas. Y se miran a los ojos como los peces. Y en la cara de la Virgen hay una lágrima rodando, lágrimas negras. Los muchachos hablan de desilusión. Y en silencio van al mar y se largan como los peces. Y en la cara de una madre hay una lágrima rodando, lágrimas negras.
The churches talk of salvation and the people pray for things in silence. Just like the fish. And on the face of Jesus there is a falling tear. Black tears. The parents don't want to talk about the situation. They survive as prisoners accustomed to keeping quiet. They open their mouths and close them like a fish. And on the faces of their children there is a falling tear. Black tears. Although you've tossed me into abandonment, although now all my illusions have died, I cry without knowing that these tears of mine are black tears. The news about the resignation and the people, well, the news talks about the resignation and the people drink and they stare, just like the fish. And on the face of the Virgin, there's a falling tear. Black tears. Kids talk about their disillusionment and in silence they go to the sea and they leave like the fish, and on the face of a mother there's a falling tear. Although you've tossed me into the abandonment, although now all my illusions have died, I cry without you, knowing that these tears of mine are black tears. The churches talk of salvation, and the people pray for things in silence, just like the fish. And on the face of Jesus, there's a falling tear, black tears. like an angry child will, who has asked for love and is unanswered still. And you know that I'm looking back carefully, 'cause I know that there's still something there for me. But you said Morocco, you made me smile. It hasn't been that easy. Looking back into your eyes, I saw them really shine, giving me a taste to something fine, something fine. May not catch Morocco for a little while. But while you're there, I was hoping you might keep it in your mind to send me just a chance to something fine. Thank you. looking into you. Never think you're unattractive. Take it easy. The best version is the Spanish version. I never get tired of telling people about this version because it's like, and like the Chinese version, it probably doesn't sound anything like Take It Easy. Although, you know, I mean, just the thought of saying Take It Easy in Chinese, you know, that melody in Chinese has made David Lilley vowed that if I get him a copy, he'll learn it and record it. But, you know, it doesn't have to really sound like Take It Easy. So when we got the Chinese, the version that we're, you know, we listened to the whole CD and, you know, it was in Chinese. We couldn't tell which one was Take It Easy. There was some that I hope it's this one, you know, because it was so Chinese. But same with the Spanish version, we really wouldn't sound like Take It Easy, only slightly, you know.
Like, here's Take It Easy in the Spanish version. Let's take it easy. But it's, and the chorus goes like that. Tu tranquilo. That means cooler. No, 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 brother. Tu tranquilo. Okay, that sounds like a completely different song, but don't tell them because I have to give back their money. Instead of saying, and you can't translate something exactly right, so instead of saying, I'm looking for a lover who won't blow my cover, he says, I'm looking for a lover who's not religious, not dangerous, and who will eat me like a lobster in pink sauce. Take it easy.
Keep a fire burning in your eye. Pay attention to the open sky. You never know what will be coming down. I don't remember losing track of you. You were always dancing in the night of you. I must have thought you'd always be around. Always keeping things blue by playing the clown. Now you're nowhere to be found. Like a song I can hear playing right in my ear, but I can't sing, I can't help listening. I can't feel stupid standing alone. Crying is the easier now, cause I know that you'd rather be dancing. Dancing until the dance becomes your very own, no matter how close to yours, another steps have grown. In the end, there is one dance I'll do alone. Keep a fire from the human race. Let your prayers go drifting into space. You never know what will be coming down. Perhaps a better world is drawing near. And just a leaving can all disappear. Along with whatever meaning you might have found.
I needed to write her a song. No, not that I've only written her the one, but I needed to write this one. It was, because it was more or less around the time of her. We'd been together for about 10 years. And it was sort of like time for the renegotiation of the contract. And I was like, because she'd said this thing, you know, I'd say this song, you know, here it goes. I don't think she expected to like me for as long as she did. So, figure out what to call her, because if you've been together for 10 years and you're still calling her your girlfriend, it just doesn't have much sparkle, does it? Although that was the intention. The whole intention is to keep the thing, you know, fresh. Although I met this one guy at a wedding, he said, well, we went together about 16 years before we finally got married. And I'll tell you what, as hard as the first year of marriage may be, it's not nearly as hard as the 16th year of dating. So, this is from a stunning mystery companion.
My stunning